The Carson Valley just hosted its Eagles in Agriculture event for the 16th year, helping passersby see eagles and other birds that populate the area in the winter months. Holly Hutchings reports.
There is another bald eagle that's an adult with his white head in the scopes here for you to view. He's sitting on the fence post on the other side of those cattle.
On a recent Eagles in Agriculture tour, visitors walked the gravel paths at the Dangberg Ranch, listening to volunteers like Debbie Zalmana and looking for eagles. Calving season takes place each winter here. When cows give birth, baby calves are not all that's left behind. The afterbirth that once sustained them in gestation gets a kind of repurposing and becomes food for birds migrating through.
This is the first pair that's nested in the valley as far as anybody has memory of, including, you know, most of the old timers.
How long are these?
This is their seventh year, and they successfully nest.
At another stop on the tour, Dwayne Petit, Carson River Project Director, stands on the stone patio at the Nature Conservancy in Genoa where he works. He's overlooking the 800-acre preserve and sharing all he knows about birds.
You know, the bottom line is you're more apt to care about something and protect it if you see it. And they're getting a chance to see the bald eagles out in the habitat, nesting, flying, eating in the fields. The guests that are on this festival can see visually that connection between ranching and wildlife.
Petit says there have been fewer bald eagles this year, but they have seen an abundance of ferruginous hawks, red-tailed hawks, and the first sandhill crane of the season. University of Nevada Cooperative Extension educator Steve Lewis has seen this event through since day one, with the goal of educating people about not only the eagles, but the impact they have on the region.
Unless you have a hook of sorts, you can't get people to listen, to want to know more. And it seems that the eagles do that. So we can teach them. We have an opportunity to entertain. It's called edutainment. Edutainment.
Back at the Dangberg Ranch, visitors like Linda Wright are eagerly peering through their binoculars.
Look at, what's that?
Wright and her husband are here from Weaverville, California. The Chamber of Commerce estimates that half of the nearly 400 visitors are from outside northern Nevada. The mountainous Minden area appeals to Wright, and she entertains the idea of even relocating there in the future.
I love to come here to shop, and we, you know, go to movies, but I'd actually like to move to the Reno area, or possibly like Minden, because it sort of has the best of both worlds. We live in a small rural area, and it feels like that here, but we would still have all the services of an urban area. So I like that.
University of Nevada Cooperative Extension estimates this event brings in around $275,000 annually, but the value extends beyond economics.
These ranches are important for habitat, they're important for the floodplain, and they're important for the critters. And they're part of our ranching legacy.
That's Dwayne Petit again at the Nature Conservancy, which sits next to a property called Ranch No. 1. The family operation partners with the conservancy extensively. Anna Leckenberry is preparing to take over the ranch from her parents one day. She says there's an old notion that ranches and conservancies have a difficult relationship.
A lot of, nature conservancy systems and ranching systems, they don't tend to naturally get along with each other, because you have ranchers who think, you know, the cattle are the solution and, you know, they've been working the land for this long, but you also have the Nature Conservancy who wants to protect and keep habitat and stuff like that.
Despite the differences between ranchers and conservationists in the valley, many say that events like this one help bring everyone into the conversation. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Holly Hutchings.
Holly Hutchings is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.